All right, we're here at TechFest, and I'm talking to Destiny, who has come up with a very inventive system. Now, we've done some natural user interface videos on Channel 9 in the past. This is very natural. Explain to us what exactly you're doing here.
So this is a muscle computer interface, and what we're trying to do is take natural user interfaces on the go. And so this device here senses my muscle activity in order to infer finger gestures.
And how exactly does it do that? Is it picking up the muscle movement, or is it like a pressure?
It's actually electrical activity, and the way that happens is that your brain sends an electrical signal down to your muscles, telling the muscles to contract, which is also an electrical event.
So it's picking up the electrical event as opposed to the actual movement of the muscle.
That's correct. That is correct.
And tell us a little bit more about it. How long did it take you to come up with this, and what are your plans?
So this has been a project that's been in the works for a number of years now, and it's a much larger team of people, obviously. Now that we've cobbled this unit together, this is the only unit that exists in the world right now, the next steps are basically to make this more robust and to make it work better, build it into a nicer form factor, be able to reproduce this and be able to distribute this.
And for the demo, what are you going to show us here?
So what I'm going to show is the raw classification at work, just kind of show you the signal, walk you through some of the inference, the finger gestures, and then I'll play Air Guitar Hero, which is kind of a fun application of this.
Okay, and what is the application that you're running here that's picking up your fingers?
So this is an application we built in-house. You'll see here the signal coming off the device as I move around.
And it looks like a heat map on the top.
It is.
What exactly is that picking up?
So there's, at the core, it's just picking up the voltage differences between pairs of sensors on my arm. By the time it gets to the screen, we've done a whole bunch of transformations of that signal, looking at different features, the amplitude of the signal, the frequency, how the different sensors are firing or the different muscles are firing with respect to each other. Down here, you see we take this signal, apply some machine learning to it, and you can see sort of the gestures that the machine is detecting. And in fact, I'll use this one just to show you my strumming hand.
Yeah, I've noticed you're really good with the rhythm part there. So
yeah, you know, I just started playing Guitar Hero a couple of days ago, so this is actually kind of tough for me. So let me see if I can get this guy up and running. Turn the sound up a little bit so I can play this.
It did seem like it was very responsive. What's the lag seem to be for this?
Sure. So some of not being on time is me, and some of it is actually the machine. The reason we picked this game was because of the stringent requirements of accurate inference of the finger gesture, but it's also timing.
Yeah.
The lag's, you know, pretty minimal. Most of the lag actually comes with our wireless communication from here to these boards that are running into the computer. Most of the rest of it that you see was probably me. This is also a particularly hostile situation in that we've got lots of demos running with lots of radio frequency interference, and so that is the bulk of the lag.
And how many different points can you detect with this?
So currently we're doing three different finger gestures. Obviously we can do the pinky as well. That was sort of an uncomfortable gesture, so we didn't turn that on. But, you know, in the future we envision being able to do chords, other gestures. We can certainly do risks, larger gestures. As you see, this is sort of a gesture we trained up.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so another part of this is with Dan here. Dan, tell us what the difference is between this system and the one Destiny showed us.
Sure. So what Destiny showed you was using electrical sensors to try to get on-body sensing for mobile natural user interfaces. We're going with this project, we're going after exactly the same thing, mobile natural user interfaces using on-body sensing, except now we're trying to use acoustic or mechanical sensors instead of electrical sensors. So what you see here on my arm is a hardware device we've created that contains 10 basically vibration sensors. And by analyzing the data that comes into those vibration sensors, we can tell where I'm tapping on my arm.
So does it pick up the vibration of the skin or the vibration of the muscle?
Good question. It's a little bit of both. And, of course, it's a little bit hard for us to exactly tell. If I tap my arm, there's vibration of the bone, there's vibration of the muscle, there's vibration of the skin. Because we use machine learning techniques, we don't need to know exactly what kind of vibrations we're looking at. So it's definitely a mix of all those things.
And how accurate is it?
Well, I'll show you a demo in a second. For a reasonable set of gestures, it can actually be very accurate. In some cases, for five or six gestures, it can be in the 90 to 100% accurate range. It's not done and polished yet, but it's definitely something we feel optimistic we'll be able to build good mobile interfaces around.
Great. Let's see an example of it.
Sure. So what you see over here is just the raw signal that's coming off of these vibration sensors. And what you see over here, we've kind of made a little mock-up mobile phone scenario, because you could imagine using this where I was on the go and my arm is always there as an input device for me. So let's, for example, let's say I want to go and listen to some music. So let's go to that last song. I hear that's a really good song. Let's exit back out to my mobile phone. Let's go and how about we play a game? I'm doing all this just by tapping on my arm, so now you can see I'm controlling a game over here. Excellent. Let's go and how about we check my email. That seems like a thing we might want to do on the go on a mobile phone. Looks like I've got some important email about TechFest today. And we're doing this with a monitor in front of me right now for purposes of this demo, but you can imagine if this were really a mobile scenario, I might be getting this feedback via audio instead of via a display.
Yeah.
So I think it shows you the basic idea of the kind of gestures we can do with this technology.
So where do you see this going? What are your vision for the future of this?
Well, we definitely think that both of these technologies have a lot of promise for mobile natural user interfaces. We have no immediate product plans right now, but we're always trying to make the technology better and always talking to product groups at Microsoft to see how we might leverage this in the future.
And it seems like it'd be a great story for accessibility, too. So is that something that you're also looking at, like for hospitals, medical, things like that?
Those are definitely great possibilities. There is other research work in the community going on, especially using electrical muscle sensing for accessibility. And we're definitely going to try to learn more about that community, because we've been talking mostly about the mobile interface scenario today, but definitely accessibility scenarios are a great fit for both of these technologies, too.
Great. Well, thanks for showing us this today.
Thank you.